Haftarah of Parshas Nitzavim, the last Shabbos of the year, and the last of the Sheva D'Nechemta. There is a Medrash which Rebbe Yisrael Eibishitz brings in Drush Aleph, in Yaros Tvash, when he is discussing the different brachas of Shmona Esrei, and the bracha of Lam Lashinim, he brings the following Medrash, which seems to be have its source, they bring from Tana Devel Yohu, Zuta Parakites. This is how he quotes the Medrash. B'yoyim HaKippurim, says Rebbe Yisrael Eibishitz from the Medrash, Noitel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avani Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes the sins of the Jewish people, V'noisnon Al Sari Shal Esav, he places it, the sins of the Jewish people, on top of that angel which represents the nation of Esav. V'hu Oimer, and then the Satan, the Yitzhahara, the Malach HaMavis, the Sar of Esav says, Rebbe Yisrael Eilam, Ma Koichi, what is my strength? Sha'at HaNoisnon Alai Kol HaAvanis, why are you putting these sins on me? The Neitlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them off from him. The Neitlam, he puts them, Al Begadav, onto the Yitzhahara's own clothing. So like maybe they were on his head before, or on his body, now he puts them on his clothing. V'heim Nasu Adumin, and they turns red. T'chsev, and the Gemara, and the Medrash says, the source for this is the Pasuk in the Haftarah. Mi zeh ba me'edoim chamutz begadim. And the Medrash learns, the Gemara Makkah says, it's speaking about this actual same Sari Shal Esav in the future. But the Medrash says, every Yom Kippur, he ends up walking off with stained red clothing. The Sar of Edoim has his Edoim clothing, stained clothing, because the sins are on his clothing. So Rebbe Yisrael Eibishitz asks, first of all, what's the havminut to put the sins on the Satan, on the Yitzhahara? It's not his problem. The Jewish people sin. The one who sins, he should have the sins on him. And then why is it moved afterwards as begadim? What's that about? So, Ayin Sham in Yaros Vash, I'd like to share with you a mahalach that the Satmar Rebbe was fond of saying. And he used to also have like a little different twist every time to the end of it, so I'd like to share with you some of that today. Beautiful pshat. In the same vein, similar vein to the Beis and Ibishis, he says, the Yitzhahara starts off and says, you know, why are you putting the Averis in me? And the reason why the Averis are put in the first place is because maybe the Yetzirahara, he was mefat to us to do Averis, persuaded us, but, you know, some of the stuff he had no right to do. Maybe he went, got a little carried away, he did too much. So, it gets put on to us. He goes along and says like this. He says, oh yeah, you're blaming me, you're saying I did too much? Well listen, says the Yetzirahara, there are Yidden who actually managed to win over me no matter what. There are Jews who stay steadfast in their Avodas Hashem through Torah Tavlin, Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, they use that and they win over me. So everybody could do it, potentially could do it. Why aren't they being Matzliach? Because they don't learn enough Torah. They're not fighting enough, they don't care enough. So their fault. So don't blame me that it's too much for me. It's not my fault. They could, if they really wanted, if they cared about it, they wouldn't be Nichshol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following. Okay, taking the Averis off you. Until now, it's pretty much like Rebbeinu and Eibishitz. Now comes his mouth, Rebbe's mouth. He says the following thing. He says, there are many Averis, which if you would come straight up to Bnei Yisrael and present it as a sin, do you want to do the sin or not? They would not choose to do the sin. The Torah Tavlin, their Emunah, their strong desire to do Ratzon Hashem would not allow them to fall and be Nichshol in the Averis of Yetzirah. The problem is Mr. Yetzirah is how you disguise your Averis as mitzvahs. You come wearing different types of costumes, making everything seem like a big mitzvah, making everything seem wonderful. Even Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes in ancient days, Avodah Zarah was worshipped L'Shem Shamayim. People felt, we have no right to go serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu directly. We're not on that Madrega. We have to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu through an intermediary, like the Rambam writes in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So it was all done, if we can say so, in good faith. No pun intended. It was done as a way to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu, as a mitzvah, so to speak, to be able to get close to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. They didn't realize that they were involved in Aveir. There was a very, very famous Vart from the Baal Shem Tov. Very, very famous Vart. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara says, Gemara speaks in the Klal Gadol. So the Gemara says, Hashoich Toi, says the Gemara, Shoich Eit Mishra Mai Chayev. What is exactly the Malacha of Shoichet? Which malacha is he over? So Rav Omar Mishum Tzaveya, Rav says for dying, the blood dies. Look at this sugya daf ayin hey. Shmuel Omar Mishum Jilas Hashama. Shmuel says because of causing death. Then the Gemara asks Akasha. Gemara goes on as Akasha. The Gemara says, what? Rav holds only Tzaveya, doesn't agree to Tzilas Hashama? So the Gemara says, Af Mishum Tzaveya. Besides the Tzilas Hashama, it's also Tzaveya. So Taisvis, a little Taisvis, has a discussion. He says, which Sheikh are we talking about? The Sheikh which was discussed in the Mishnah? He has a problem with that. So Taisvis says, no, we're not speaking about the Sheikh which was discussed in the Mishnah in Kargalo. A Sheikh de Almakoi. It's going on the regular Sheikh. Sheikh de Alma of the regular Sheikh. So Baal Shem Tov says that this Gemara and this Taisvis is really being a Ramis. The Gemara says in the Sukkah that Kodesh Baruch is going to take the Satan in the future of the Malach HaMavis. And Shechtein, like we said, at the end of Chad Gadya, and the Kasha is, Shoichet Yishomai Mechayef. Why is he Chayef? The Chayef is doing his job because Kodesh Baruch created him to go along and make people sin, to challenge people, to tempt people to sin. Why should he get Chayef in the future? Why did he get punished? And the answer is, and that's why the Taisvis lost the Shoichet de Alma. Shoichet de Alma, the Shoichet of the world, the Shoichet of the world referring to Mr. Yitzhahara. And the answer is, Mishum Tzaveya, because he fools people. The word Tzavua is someone who is a liar, a trickster. So a Tzaveya means he paints things up, he pretends things are differently. He presents things as it's a mitzvah. You think it's a huge mitzvah, when really, it might be an Avera. And the Gemara says, of course he also holds him in Tzilas Hashama. Because the Satan afterwards, like the Gemara says in Pesachim, at in Baba Basra also, the Gemara makes the Satan first get you to do the Avera, and then he goes and takes the Neshama. So that's the both things together. This Yetzirah is first Tzaveya, he fools you, and then Tzilas Hashama. So he says that's the begadav of the Sarishal Esav represents, Sarishal Esav is the Satan, that represents the fact that he's putting on different costumes and coming in different ways to present things as a mitzvah. So Rabbi Shalom says if you would have come to them straight out and told them it's an Aveira, they never would have been Nichshol. Many Mayidim would have passed your test. The problem is you're a tzaveya, you're a tricky guy, you're a sneaky guy, you're a liar. And you're presenting mitzvahs as their averis, memela, that's shat. When the Satan complains, says, what does that have to do with me? It's not koichi, they could have withheld. So the Mayishlam says, yeah, they would have held, actually. But the reason why they failed is because of the begadim, the way that you come, and you're fooling them with your begadim. He says, based on this, you can understand, Gishmak, the Gemara says, in Chulin, the Gemara says in Paraget Arasha, the Gemara has a discussion about this, the Sar of Esav that Yaakov Avinu met right? He met that man when he was, sorry, not that Yaakov met when he was on his way to meet Esav. So the Gemara says, one man, the Yomar says, who was this? The Gemara says, it was someone that looked at him like a guy, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, another man, the Yomar says, he appeared to him like a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara says, a third sheet that came behind him and attacked him. So, he says, all these sheetahs go together. The Yetzirah first tried to come straight out of the Yetzirah. That wasn't going to work on Yaakov. Then the Yetzirah came afterwards. He had a new plan. What's he going to do? He's going to come as a Talmud Chacham, try to make into a mitzvah. That wouldn't work on Yaakov either. He came behind him, other Dairis, without us being prepared and ready, naturally he was able to go along and attack the Gid Anoshe. So really all these mahakam go together. Based on this, and that's the pshat again in the Haftarah. He's above me, Edom, Chametz, Begadim, it's his fault, because his Begadim fooled us. And based on this, he says very amazingly, Geshmak, there's a Yalkut Shemayni in Melachim, in Kuf Pei Aleph, Kuf Chaf Aleph, excuse me. Yalkut Shemayni says, in Parshas, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavai, it says in last week's parasha, "Vavat." It says, "Torah says, Tachet Hashem loyivat as Hashem elokecho, vavat as oyvecho michoiser kol." You didn't serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now you're going to have to serve your enemy, missing everything. So the Medrash says, "Tachet Hashem loyivat Hashem elokecho." Says the Yalkut, "Loyivat shivecho belubash with clothing." You're going to serve your enemy be'eroim, naked, with no clothing. Then the Medrash has another mahalach. V'avatas ayvecha b'chayser kol, shenitol das, without any knowledge. Davar acher, chaseir m'talmud Torah. So what are these different mahalachim? You used to serve Hashem with clothing, now you'll serve Hashem they're naked, or missing das, or missing lacking of Torah. So he says a pshat like this. According to what we said, it's amazing. He said in the early Dairis, Taka, Yetzirah couldn't attack Yaakov Avinu. In the early generations, a thousand times in the Beit HaMikdash, he couldn't go to a Yid and get him to be Chayte, unless he would disguise himself as a tzaddik, as a Talmud Chacham, doing a mitzvah. That's what the Yetzirah was able to get people. But nowadays, unfortunately, Aveira Gereris Aveira, we've slipped so much, Yetzirah could come to us straight out with Aveiris, you know it's us, sir, and you still listen to him. That's how low we've stooped, that's how low we've slept, have slipped with Aveira Gereris Aveira. He can come even without a disguise. And that's the pshat in this medrash. Tachas asher lo yavata tashem aleikacha, meaning melubash, when you thought you're serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it was lo yavata, tachas asher lo yavata, you didn't serve. The lo yavata tashem aleikacha, when melubash, then what's the next step? Vavatas oivecha, you'll be worshipping the Yitzhahar straight out, not even thinking it's Hashem anymore. Be'eroi, meaning without any disguises, straight out you worship the Yitzhahar. And that's why the other midrashim say, the other pshatim say, that without das, you, means there's no sense in what you're doing. What are you thinking? Why are you doing it? That's just an aveira, I do it anyways. Chaserim b'talmud Torah, just without any, missing the Torah to protect you, just slipping, without necessary, because we don't have that Torah protecting us, we just fall down. The Gemara in Megillah, in Perek, I'll just say the name of the Perek, because it depends if you're learning Mishnah, it's a Gemara, what, if it's third or fourth Perek, in Perek HaKari Oymed. Mishnah says, speaking about Alocha Paris Hashema, and it says, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer called Shaloi Ra Ma'iris Meyomov. Rabbi Yehuda says, someone who has never ever seen the sun and moon and his light, someone who was born blind, Enoi Paris HaShema does not make the Bracha Yoitzer HaMa'iris. And the Chachamim argued, they say, no, you still make the Bracha Yoitzer HaMa'iris. So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavdal Raman Beis, the Gemara says, and Yehuda says you don't make Yitzra Ma'iris Chas Hashem if someone's blind, because he has no Hana from those lights. He can't make a bracha. So the Gemara says, what did the Rabbanan answer? Yehuda has a powerful Taina. Why did the Rabbanan argue? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Islay Hana. They say, no, he does have Hana. Ki Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi once said, the Sanya Omer Rabbi Yosi, Kol Yomai Ha'isi Mistar Al Mikra Zeh. I had a pasuk that was bothering me my whole life. A pasuk in last week's parsha in Kisavai. What does the pasuk say in the Teichacha? V'yisom emashish betzarayim. You will be feeling around the middle of the day, trying to feel with your hands, kasher yemashish she'iver ba'afela. Like a blind man tries to feel in the darkness, and he can't, you know, can barely make his way around, he'll be in the same situation. So what was bothering Rabbi Yosi so many years? Says the Gemara, in the mashal of the Torah, like a blind man, why does the Torah redundantly say, a blind man in the dark? If he's blind, it shouldn't make a difference if he's light or dark. He's blind. So it would have been sufficient for the mashal to say, what's his extra word, ba'afela? So Rabbi Yosi says it was bothering his whole life, until he had a story, he witnessed a story. Until I was zeichet to have the following story. Pam achas. Hayisi mahalach b'ishamai. Again, this is a sukkah. This is a Megillah daf Chavdal Amud Beis. Hayisi mahalach b'ishamai. I was walking in the middle of the night. V'afel, it was complete darkness. V'ra'isi suma shehoyim mahalach baderech. I saw a blind man walking. How did he see Nuchap in a moment how he saw him? V'avuka b'yodai. And this blind man was holding a torch. So in one hand he's holding a torch. In the other hand he's holding a walking stick. Amarti loy. A blind man's walking stick. Bani, avukazu lamlacha, my son, why are you carrying his torch? You're obviously 100% blind. It wasn't like a partial blindness. So why are you carrying a torch? Marli, he told me, kozman sh'avuka b'yadi, as long as I'm carrying the torch, b'ni adam ra'in, I see, people see me, umatzil, I see, b'napachasin, u'manakaitun, u'barkanin. People see me, and they save me from falling into holes in the ground, potholes, from falling into thorns and thistles. I'm able to be saved by others because the light shows me to them, illuminates me in the darkness. So Mela says, Rabbi Yosi, I understand now, Pshat in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk in the Teichacha is saying a double tzara. You'll be a mashish bat tzaraim, you'll be feeling around in the middle of the day, in the brightest part of the day, says the Teichacha, in Kisavai, kasher yamashisha iver ba'afela. Not just an iver ba'afela. When he's ba'afela, nobody can even help him. He's helpless. Memela says the Gemara, that's why the Chacham say that if somebody is an Iver, still can make a bracha Yitzra Ma'iris because he gained, people are able to show him around. And that's, of course, the halacha, and that's why Shulchan Aruch discusses if a blind man says Pekeach Ivrim. Now, Frektim Asha, an amazing Kasha. If so, why is the Pasik? Why is he basically feeling all better about the Pasik? The Pasik should just say, V'yisam emashish batzarayim, kesher yemashish ba'afelo. You'll be feeling around in the middle of the day like anybody feels around when it's pitch dark. Why can't we just speak about the afela? Why do we have to speak about the blind man in the dark? It's enough to speak about the afela. Because when it's pitch dark, then the person himself can't see and nobody can help him. What's the point of mentioning the iver? Zokta Marsha. Someone who's able to see knows his city. He knows his streets. He knows his way around. So he's not in such a terrible tsara. But the biggest tsara is the iver ba'afela. He has no idea where to go. He never ever figured it out. And it's a field nobody can help him. So he's in complete darkness. Says the Satmar Rebbe, that's our Madrega nowadays. We're living in a point where the Yetzirah just comes straight out. And we're living in complete blindness. We just follow whatever the Yetzirah dangles in front of our eyes. We don't have people to guide us, people to lead us like we once had. We don't have those leaders who saw our issues and came over to say, listen, sir, you know, you got to work on this and this issue. We don't have it anymore. We'll go over to people and point out their issues and see it and maybe that'll help them. We don't live like that anymore. So we're in the darkness and nobody's there to help us. What's the only thing we can do? The only thing we can do is just imagine, what does that blind man do? Well, if he's a good from Jew, he's all alone, nobody to help him. He just puts his bitachim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. You're the only one. He gets closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's a religious blind man, a good yid. That's what we have to do. We have to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize we came to the point Yetzirah is not even trying to disguise things anymore. Just straight out goes, and like blind people, we just follow. We have no idea where we're going, no idea what we're doing. But if we're mischazik, and we want to be davik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please lead us on the right path. Please light up our way for us. Hareini Hashem, Nechidi Ba'arach Mishar, show us where to go. Then we'll be zoicha. To Mekadeshem Shemayim, and Mizoicha, to Aksiva, Mechasima, Toivah.